So we just heard that Jesus left his hometown of Nazareth, and like most young adults, he goes to live somewhere else, and he goes to Capernaum and settles there, we are told. Now, Roger and Monica know, because they were among our incarnation pilgrims to the Holy Land in November. Now, are there any other of our incarnation pilgrims here that I don't see? Okay. But Roger and Monica can tell you the kind of place Jesus chose to settle, Capernaum. It's absolutely beautiful. It's right there on the beautiful blue Sea of Galilee, palm trees. Lovely, right, Roger and Monica? So Jesus has settled in Capernaum, and one day he's strolling along the seashore and where there's all these fishermen who are working. But Jesus is doing no nonchalant strolling here. He knows exactly what he is about. And the gospel text says that he saw two brothers. Now, the form of the Greek verb saw there implies a prolonged, not a momentary glance. So Jesus deliberately gazed on these two brothers. And why them among so many fishermen? Because there are lots of fishermen out there working and boating and fishing. Why those two? Who knows? It's the mystery of God's choice. And I think Jesus deliberately called these fishermen first, as opposed to, say, farmers or craftsmen, because God is the primordial fisherman. Just as fishermen attract and entrap fish, so God has been attracting and catching men and women throughout history. And some are caught by his truth. Others are trapped by his beauty. Others are caught in the net of his love and his goodness. And God has fished all of us here who believe in Christ out of the waters of baptism by the mystery of his choice. Now note what Jesus calls these fishermen to as he gazes on them. He does not call them to a particular teaching or ideology. He does not call them to a school of philosophy or a political party. He does not call them to a specific project or undertaking. But he calls them to his own person. It is his gaze, his voice, his presence that magnetizes them. And in the same way, Jesus calls each one of us to himself. He chooses us, each one of us. He chooses us, and he calls us, and he gazes on us. And like the fisherman, he walks into our ordinary day, into our ordinary life, and is right there in the midst of that he calls us to himself. He walks through the tedium of our routine and calls us out of stagnation into a life of wonder and adventure with him. Because you see, the call of Jesus does not resonate with the lukewarm, but only with those who have hearts that are imaginative and adventuresome, who want to go beyond, who want to go higher. And calling us to himself, Jesus says to us, like he says to the fishermen, he says, I will make you fishers of people. Jesus says, I will make you. That is an announcement of regeneration. Our remaking consists in our being made over into the image of Christ, to be fishers of people like him, the original fishermen. But that only happens when we return that magnetic gaze of him, his that calls us to his own person. St. Paul speaks about this mystery in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18. He says, "And all of us, with our unveiled faces like mirrors, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the image that we reflect in brighter and brighter glory." And so, when we respond to that call, and when we follow Christ, when we begin to walk with him and come after him and share in his companionship, then where he goes, we will go. And where we go, he will go. To fish people out of sadness and grayness by our joyful spirits. To fish people out of their suffering or loneliness by our care and love. To fish people out of meaninglessness and the culture of death that surrounds us by sharing with them our faith in the one who has gazed upon us and chosen us and called us to himself, Jesus Christ our Lord. The regenerated person whom Christ has called and drawn to himself lives a new existence that is dynamic, joining with the Redeemer in making that kingdom of heaven close at hand for many people. May he be praised forever. Amen.